Battle Cat Empire above Mission of Dawn. Stab on him so awesome Kiro Nitmu. Somebody who secured two stones in the ground and attacked them with hit with clay. And he's using them as a cure to place a pot on them. And they became coming. After these two stones became coming, he put a stone on either side of these two stones. So now he effectively has three Kiras, not just one. And since he has four stones lined up next to each other, he can place one pot on the original two stones. And that pot that is on the original two stones would only take up half of those stones. So now he can put a pot next to them on either side. It would rest on the other half of the middle stones and on the two outside stones. So now he can place three pots on these stones simultaneously. Now that he has placed two stones on either side, half of the original stones are Tmeh and half are Tahir. Even though originally before he placed stones on either side, the entire stones were Tmeh, since he only had one Kira. When they became Tmeh, the entire stones became Tmeh, even though only half of the stones was needed when he placed the pot on them. But now that he has placed stones on either side and he effectively has three Kiros, so only half of the original stones are Tmeh, since the other half is being used to place another pot on them, the other half is considered part of a different Kira and is no longer Tmeh, since the outside stones are Tahir. Nitlu Tahir is Chazru Elu Lutumasam. But if after he placed the outside stones, they were removed, so now he only has the two original stones, those two original stones revert back to being entirely Tmeh. And since he took away the outside stones, he only has one Kira now again. So since he only has one Kira, the stones that are Tmeh are entirely Tmeh. Sechas Kelim Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Kalsu Shel Bali Abatim Shen Nifchasu. Kalsu Shel Bali Abatim are referring to a portable stove that's shaped like a box and placed on a table. And it has a very thick bottom so that the table shouldn't burn, and the fire is ignited on the bottom of these kalsu. And the bottom of the kalsu had deteriorated, and now it's much thinner than it was. The din is Pachos Mishoshu Tfachim Tmeh. If it has only deteriorated less than three Tfachim, in such a case, it's still Tmeh, it still can be used as a portable oven. Shehu Masik Momaton Ukadeira Bishla Milmala. As in such a case, it only deteriorated less than three Tfachim, when he ignites the fire on the bottom, it will still heat up the Kadeira that is put on the top, as since it has not deteriorated that much, the fire that is ignited on the bottom is not too far from the top, and it will cook a Kadeira that is placed on top of it. So therefore, it's still Makabel Tumah. Yes, there may be Tahir, but if the bottom has deteriorated more than sweet Tfachim, in such a case, when you ignite a fire on the bottom, it will not heat up a Kadeira on the top, because it's too far away from the top, so therefore, it's no longer Tameh, no longer has a din like a Kalsu Shel Bali Batim. It's not a Kli anymore, and it's not Tameh. Natan Eben Otsror Tahir. If after the bottom had deteriorated, sweet Tfachim or more, so it's no longer Tameh, he put a stone or a rock there to raise up the bottom. It's still Tahir, it's not Tameh. The reason being, as this is only temporary, the Eben will be easily removed, so therefore, it doesn't have a din like a Kli. Marcha betez mikabelas tuma mikanu lahaba. But if after he put a stone or a tzor there or a pebble there, he smoothed it on with titty, plastered it on with clay, so now it's a permanent repair. In such a case, it will be mikabel tuma from then on. It does have a din of a kli. It can be used as an oven, so therefore it's mikabel tuma from then on. But the original tuma that it had before it was repaired would not revert back. Zu haisa chubas Rabbi Yehuda b'tana shenasno Apia Bor or Apia Do. The case of Kalsu Shel Bali Batim that we're discussing in this Mishnah is the response of Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim when they were arguing about an oven that is put in the mouth of a well or a duck or a cistern that we had earlier in this Mishnah. That Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argued about such a case that a tanner was placed in the mouth of the bore of the duck and a stone was put between the wall of the tanner and the bore to hold it securely in place. The Rabbi Yehuda said that if when a fire is ignited in the bottom of the bore, it would not heat up the kederas that are placed in the tanner. The tanner is not makabel tuma. And he brought a raya from this case of kalsu shel bali batim, that we said that if the bottom was deteriorated to such a point that when you light a fire on the bottom, it would not heat up the kederas on the top, it's no longer makabel tuma. So therefore, in such a case also that the tanner is placed al pi abor, And if you ignite a fire on the bottom, it does not heat up. The dare that is put in the tanner, it should not be makabel tuma, since it should not be considered mechubar lekarpa, attached to the ground, in such a case that you cannot heat it up from a fire that is placed on the bottom of the wick. While the Chachamim disagree, as even though they agree with Rabbi Yehuda, that in such a case that you cannot heat up the tanner from a fire that is ignited in the bottom of the well, it's not considered mechubar lekarpa, attached to the ground, but the Chachamim hold that it doesn't need to be considered attached to the ground in order for it to be makabel tumah.